Okay, here we go. Ayin Ham and Beis. Six lines up. So we just spoke about Mifa Pai. We spoke about the Nachri being Mefarsim. And we spoke about that Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos and Avos, and Aleph Yud Zayin, but the five types of Dibur. And everything that we say every day, we should focus on, think about which category it's in, and make sure it's in the correct categories of mitzvos and to'alios, and not in the misuav or meruchak, or those other categories. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yud batim ezel lefnim mizeh, 10 houses, one inside another one. Means if you have 10 houses in a row and they all open up to each other, if you want to look at the picture, there's a picture of this in picture 243, on page 81, picture 243. You have 10 houses, and the one on one side, the final house, which we'll call the chitzon, the outer one, opens up into a chatzer, which also has two other houses connected to that chatzer. So really there are three houses opening up into a chatzer, but one of those houses has 9 houses behind it. So that's the case that we're talking about. So when making an Eruv in this case, so which of the 10 houses has to put, has to contribute to the Eruv? So says the Gemara, that according to Shmuel, Pnimi Nosin is Eruv Abadayo, only the outer one, well, the Gemara calls the Pnimi here, but that means the furthest one from the Chatzer, that's the only one that has to put an Eruv Vidayo, and that's enough. Why? Because the Rashi explains, the Rishonim explain, that all the other houses that the outer one has to walk through to get to the Chatzer are considered a base shar, are considered walkways for that house, and therefore, those houses do not have to contribute to the Eruv themselves. They are considered Beis Shar. And as we learned earlier, that Ayin Beis and Beis, Beis Shar is Eino Oser. Beis Shar does not Aser. And Tosfos there had said, even if it has Diurin in it, that if you want to remember the bottom of Ayin Beis and Beis, the Gemara had said, Mishiishlo Beis Shar, Achsadro Mepesas, Bechatzu Chaveiro, Hareza Eino Oser Alav. And the bottom of Tosfos had said, Alva Bisha Darinbo. If we can consider it a Beis Shar, a walkthrough, so then even if it has people who live there, inhabitants, so then it's not going to Aser the Chatzer. So to hear, these houses in between, according to Shmuel, do not have to contribute to the Erev. They're considered a base shar for the outer one. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Chitzon. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even the Chitzon, which Pash just means all of them, even the Chitzon, which means the one that's touching the Chatzer, even that one has to contribute to the Erev. And therefore the Gemara asks, Chitzon Beis Sharu. What do you mean the Chitzon? The Chitzon has to contribute? The Chitzon is the Beis Shar. So how can you say that all of them have to contribute? So the Gemara says, no, really what Rabbi Yochanan meant was Chitzon Shel Pnimi. It meant number 9. I mean, the one next to the outer one has to contribute. The two outer ones have to contribute. And Shmuel has said, only the outer one. What's the machlokas about? But my kamiflagi, Mar Savar Beis Shar L'Yachid Shmei Bait Beis Shar, Mar Savar Lo Shmei Beis Shar. Machlokas is, if you have a Beis Shar for one inhabitant, meaning for the outer one, for house number 10, so number 9 is a Beis Shar for only that one. So is that called a Beis Shar? Or do you need a Rabim that walked through this place? Rabim meaning minimum 2. So that's the Machlokas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a Beis Shar L'Yachid is not considered a Beis Shar, and therefore you have to put this number 9 is not called a Beis Shar, it's called a Bias, and therefore it has to contribute to the Erev as well, number 9 and number 10. Well, Shmuel says, no, Beis Shar V'Yachid is considered a Beis Shar, and therefore only the outer one has to contribute. That is the Pashtus, how Rov Rishonim learned the Gemara. Tosis and the other Rishonim here ask a stira from a later Gemara where it seems to say that Beis Shar D'Yachid, everybody does consider it a Beis Shar. Different answers given between Mechalik between the two cases. Just 1 second. The Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Ayin Sif Zayin quotes that there is a Rabbeinu Yeruchim who has a different understanding of the Gemara than the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim, again, like I just said, says the outer two, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and the outer one, according to Shmuel. But the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he says, Veda, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch quotes this one. Asar batam zelef nemizeh, v'kulam over mizel azeh, v'yosef derech hachisa on the chatzer, shnayim apnimim levad, sricha litein ba'eriv, v'ashar peturim, shachashuvim kulam kebeishar. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that the two outer ones have to do it. And Bir Halacha quotes Vida to be different Rabbeinu Yeruchim mashma to who sover le'inyan asara batim to kulam chayavin laseis erev milvad achitzon shebechitzonim. All outer 9 have to contribute. That was never a suggestion in the Gemara. But that's how he interprets the Gemara of chitzon means only the one closest. But the other 9 have to contribute. V'tamu alav kama achronim, duhu delo kaman. And everybody, all the Achronim say he's not like Rashi, he's not like Tosfos, not like any of the other Rishonim. V'hama'ayin b'feirush Rabbeinu Chananel b'sugya yirashu mefarishkein, k'divrei Rabbeinu, Yonasan. He says, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a little mashma that it's like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Shezulas Achron, why? What's the Svara? The Svara, we understand. What's the Svara? Because unless you have everybody going through you, you're not a Beishar. If everybody behind you goes through you, then that's a Beishar. But if you're going to be going through other things, and not everybody goes through you, so then maybe that's not a Beishar. Vahagam says the Bir Alacha Ladina Bavada Ein Lozuz We Divrei Kol HaPoskim. He says, you're right. I'm sure not saying that you should pass like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But, Kasati Zos Kadesh Shalom L'Shav Yechas V'Shalom the Rabbeinu Yeruchim Ketoeh. I don't want anybody to say that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim made a mistake, and where is he getting this from? I just wanted to show you that he has Rabbeinu Chananel on his side too. But either way, that's a different shot how to understand our Gemara. Yeah.
It sounds like
this is only if the Panimi can't get outside any other way. Correct. That's what it sounds like. If you look in the picture as they drew it, but it sounds like that is true. That's what Rashi says. The Kula Drisas Regal Alav. So usually the Ein Lo Yitzia El Aderach Zeh, Rashi says. There it is. Well, first, second, wide line. Okay. That is case number one. Next case. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. Beis Chatzeros V'Gimel Bata Beinehem. So think of the case, and again, this is how Rov Rishonim understand that Rashi and Tosfos, you have two chatzeros, and three houses are in between these two chatzeros. You have chatzer, bias, chatzer. Right, that's the idea. You have a picture of it if you want to look in picture number 244. But again, you have three houses in the middle of two chatzeros, and the two chatzeros have two houses on the outside of them that also border the chatzer. So the question again is, who has to contribute to the Eruv, and where should you put the Eruv? So says the Gemara, says Rav, Zeh ba baderech zeh, v'nosin yiruvah bazeh, v'zeh ba derech zeh, v'nosin yiruvah bazeh. Each of the far outer houses put the Eruv into the middle house. That's what it means. Each side comes and walks through the house that's closest to them and puts it in the inner house. Zeh nase, continues the Gemara, Beishar lazeh, v'zeh nase Beishar lazeh. Each of the outer of the three houses are considered a base shar for the far outer houses that are on the opposite side of the chatzer. They're considered just walkways, and therefore emsa'i habile bay shabricha bel erev. You could put your erev in the emsa'i. Then everybody's being megala their das that is their real makom dira for Shabbos. Veitzarach lidir sapas. In the middle one doesn't have to contribute anything, as we learned that in the house where the erev is, that house does not have to contribute. So in this case, says the Gemara, that the houses just the two far outer ones on the opposite sides of the chatzeros contribute bread to the middle chatzer. They put it in the middle chatzer. The outer houses of the three are considered batei shar for the houses that are on the other side, and the middle one doesn't have to contribute pas. That is the halacha in this case. Tosfos says in Tosfos Emsoi on top. Tosfos says an even bigger chiddush. Nirit afilu yitznu ha'erev be'echad abatav asmuchim lechatzeros. Tosfos says, which not all the Rishonim agreed to, you could put the bread even on one of the houses that's close to the chatzer, as long as they all decided that'll be true, because then even the middle one could be a beishar for the ones coming from that side. Other Rishonim, the Ron here, does not agree with the extension of Tosfos, but that is the halacha. The Meiri here has a ha'ara that says, it's interesting, these, on a normal day, the outer of the three houses aren't a beis shar, right? The outer chatzeros, this is different than the previous case. The previous case, in the whole list of 10, so they have to get through there to get out to the street. That's always the case. But in this case, they live on the opposite side of the chatzeros. So is it true that they have no other way, they have no other way out? They have another way out. They don't have to go through those houses. They can go through the chatzer to the street. They don't have to go through those houses which we're considering a beis shar for them, but says the Meiri, that's the chiddush from this Gemara. You know what you learn? Umikan lamanu sha'af beis shar liyom echad nikra beis shar. Shari lo asu a beis shar lel Shabbos ulatikin eruveim. They're only doing this because they want to carry in their chatzer and they want to carry throughout this area. So they're only doing it for today. But that's the chiddush of this Gemara, that a beis shar, even for one day, could be considered, is considered a beis shar. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion adds that not only that, but even if they were not allowed to, let's say it is a certain case where they're not allowed to have a drisas regel in a certain area during the week, but still, even if you make it just for a Shabbos, that is still considered a beis shar. You don't go by what happens the rest of the week, you go by what happens today, and that is enough. So that's the halacha of the three houses in between the two chatzeros. Similar case, Badak Lahu Rechava L'Rabbanan. Rechava checked this case out. Beis chatzeros u beis bata b'neihem. What happens if you have these two chatzeros, but you only have two houses in between, not three houses? So then what's the halacha? Zeh baderach zeh v'nasani ribu bazeh, zeh baderach zeh v'nasani ribu bazeh. So can you use the same solution where each of the outer houses on the opposite side of chatzeros puts their bread, puts their pas in the opposite, the further side from their own chatzer? So then, can you consider each house as a beis shar, but also each house is going to have an eruv from the other side to be considered a bias for the other one? Again, let's say Reuben and Shimon live in outside houses, and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda live in the inner houses. So let's go from right to left. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuben's going to put his bread in Levi's house. Yehuda's going to put his bread in Shimon's house. So does that work? Can each Reuven and Yehuda use the house that's closest to them, that share a chatzer with them? Can they consider them as a beis shar, even though the other one, even though Yehuda is going to be using Shimon to be a bias, can Reuven use Shimon to be a beis shar? That's the question of the Gemara. Can you do that at the same time? So again, Zeba derech zeh v'nasani ruva bazeh, v'zeba derech zeh v'nasani ruva bazeh, konu erev olo, mi mashvi luhu lagabe dahai bayis, u lagabe dahai beishar. Can one person view this as a house, and one person view this house as a beishar? U lagabe hai de beishar, lagabe hai de bayis. Then as you see, each of these three questions has gone a step further in terms of chiddush. The first case that we started to discuss was the 10 houses in a row where there's no other exit, and this is a beishar every day for them. So that was A. B, the prior case on top is these aren't beis sha'arim, batei sha'arim during the week. It's only a beis sha'ar for today, and they have other ways out to their chatzer. And number three, this is a further case. Can you have a case where something is a beis sha'ar and a bias at the same time? A beis sha'ar for one and a bias for the other. So Amrulei. So the Rabbanan answered Rechava, Shnehen lo kanu eruv. No, doesn't work. Doesn't work. Because of shach. It's either way, you can't wear two hats. E beis shar mash v'slei hanosin esei ruva beis shar achzadra umir peses eino eriv. If it's a beis shar, then you can't put an eriv in a beis shar. Just like a beis ar, we learned on ayin beis, does not aser, but you can't put an eriv in a beis shar either. It's not a makam dira. E bias mash v'slei, if it's a bias, so fine, you could put the eriv in there, but come a tal to the bias to the ma'ariv lei. But then the people have to walk through the beis shar to get to their eriv, and that would not be allowed. So that's why the answer is that this third chiddush does not work. You can't use the beis shar and a house. Can't use the one house to be both a bayis and a beis shar. Interesting question, important question of Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Gemara, and that is lemaisas. Therefore, what's the problem in this case? Let's case in our case, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. So Reuven cannot put his eruv in Levi's house, right? Going from right to left. Why? What's going to be the problem? Because Shimon's house can't be considered a beis shar, it's going to be considered a bias, and therefore he's going to have to walk through Shimon's house to get to the eruv, and that's where it's not going to be a good kinyan. It's not going to be a good makom for his eruv. So what's the problem? That you're going to have to walk through to get to the eruv. So ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, we had Gemara's earlier, that we pass on like Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? Kol davar sha'asu mishum shvus, lo gazer bein hashmashus. If there's any issur rabbanan to do, remember we have the case, you put your eruv in a tree. You put your eruv in a tree, you gotta climb, if you have to climb up, there's an issur rabbanan of climbing trees on Shabbos, jayrishim a yiksar, you might rip off a branch, so you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. So, if your eruv is there though, as long as it's not in a different, too high up, in a different rishus ram shus yachid, there's no issur daraisa involved, it's just a jayrishim a yale, so the Gemara says that it's okay, because that's an issur rabbanan, and if there's only an issur rabbanan, you have to violate it, ben ish mashis, it's not a problem. So ask Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva, Simon Yudalin, so what's the problem here? The problem here is you're going to have to walk through the chatzer and the house to get to your Eruv. That's an Issa Drabanan. So what's the problem here? Why don't you say it's Mutter? So fine, it can't be called a Beishar. Okay, so let it be called a Bias. It's not called a Beishar. It can't wear two hats at the same time. So it's called a Bias, but so what? So why don't we say it's only Issa Drabanan? You're not Gozer Ben Hashmashas. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, an important answer. V'lozeh ha'yanireh. De Elon, don't compare the cases of climbing a tree and carrying through a house. What's the difference? Just be svara. What could be the difference? They're both Gzeiros Rabbanan, I would say. Both Gzeiros Rabbanan, Atu you might come. But what's the difference between these Gzeiros Rabbanan? What are we talking about here? The issue is helping me regarding the issue of Hotza'ah. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you have a a Isser Tzadi. You have a totally different kind of Isser Drabanan. So that we could say, forget that Isser Drabanan. Le'inin Hilchos Otzah. Does this work? It works! So fine, you have a separate Isser Drabanan? Okay, forget about the Isser Drabanan. That you're not going around that Misha Bein Hashmashas. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you're trying to work out your Hotza'ah, and your problem is a Hotza'ah problem, it's a Drabanan problem, but it's a Hotza'ah problem, then you can't say everything regarding Hotza'ah is good, but there's a separatist of Drabanan. There is no separatist of Drabanan. There's a mamishist of Drabanan inherent in this case. So you can't compare the Isser Drabanan. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chiddush. B'lazeha Yanira, he writes, De Ilan Adif, this Beitarti, by the case of the tree, that's better. The Bein Hashmashas, who Pesach Gomer, really, it's totally good, Bein Hashmashas. V'gam Yishet Tachshach Roy Lios Pesach. Ela De Isser De Ravya Alei. There's an Isser that's riding on it, that's imposed from the outside by the Rabbanan. So Mishim Hachi Mahani. So then you say it's Mahani, because that's a separate Isser De Ravya Alei. Mekivan Shekein Yish Lamar Dafka Ilan At Isser Shabbos Rav Yalei Mikol Mako Mashan Ubanu Latakin Isser Hotzah Einu Meukav Al Yedei Isser Hotzah De Shabbos. Right, there's nothing inherently problematic with the Hotzah. Raka De Isser Ein Olin. It's just the Isser of climbing a tree. V'Havi Bazek Kamo Isser Davar Acher Garam La Umahani B'tzirif Tebein Esrach Shalvei Pesach Gomor. So that's why it works. Aval Bahi De Sof Perek Hador. We're in Sof Perek Hador. The Ha'ik of Machmas Isser Tiltul Mibayis Labayis Below Eruv. There's an Isser Drabanan to carry from house to house without an Eruv. So in that case, Im Kain, Oso Ha Isser Ba'atzmo. Shebanu Latakein Mu'ukav. Machmas Oso Isser Atzmo. Right? It's an inherent problem in the Hotzah. Mishum Hachi Gara. That's why this case is worse than a Stam Isser Drabanan. To Lo Mikri Pesach Klau. Umitzad Heter Ben Ashmashis Lachud Lo Mahani. So that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger's answer. Again, if you think about it, it's a different chinukim. When does Rabbi say you could forget an Isser Drabanan? If it's a separate Isser Drabanan, it has nothing to do with what you're doing now. Nothing to do with Hotzah, climbing a tree. But if your problem is an Isser Drabanan here, so that's what you're trying to fix. You can't disregard this Isser Drabanan. One answer. The Rabbi Yehuda also asks a similar question. He doesn't quote Rabbi Kiva Eger, but he writes this in Prague, Tav Kuf Mem Gimel. This is the tshuva right after the one we discussed yesterday. That's it, but the people outside the Erev. So it's, he writes this here. He says he was asked by somebody, Asher Sha'al. He says he was asked by a Talmud. Talmidi Ha'aluf Haram Ha'mufla Ose Pela Kvod. Unbelievable Talmud. Anyway, so he says, Ki Be'iro B'nei Ha'ir Nefotsim B'dirasim Mikatsa Al-Katsa. Talmud asked that they live in a city, a big city, Jews are all over the place, they have little pockets of Erevin all over. There's no one big Erev in the city, there are little pockets of Erevin. And in the Chatzeros, you have two or three Balabatim in each Chatzer. And Vahair Bechlala ain't by Heter Tiltul Shabbos, Shein Bat Sham Tikuni Mevoos, they don't make a big Erev in the city, but they put their Erev every Erev Pesach, they set up an Erev, I guess they use Matzah, not Chametz, they put a Matzah in one of the shuls in the town, and all the Erev Chatzeros throughout the town, you rely on this matzah in the shul. One matzah in the shul, but there's pockets of everybody in their own courtyards make their own Erev Chatzeros. So the question, this was the minhag, and everybody relied on that. So says this Talmud, I came to town, I was the new rabbi in town, and I started screaming. What are you doing? This doesn't work. Umalaso micha bahem. And the Rebbe says, you complained, the kivish inlam heter tiltum ibezakreses, they can't get there. They can't get it from the shul. Right, they can't get it, carry it back to their house, so they can't carry it from the Erev to the Chatzer. They can't get there, so that's why it's a problem. And the people say, come on, what are you talking about? This is a new rabbi, comes in with all his chumras. And they're complaining in their tents. Rabbi so-and-so was here, and he never said it was a problem. So what are you coming in? He must have had something to rely on. That's the kash of the Navi, the guys, right? So you have this Erev in the shul, and, you know, so I came in here and I'm telling them it's wrong. So the Navi Yehuda has a whole tshuva where he writes, he says, I don't want to say that they're katli agma, katli, what's the lashon, right? Katli kanya ba'agma. I don't want to say the previous rabbis were just reed cutters in the swamp. Right, it's a lashon from the Gemara, so let me try to defend them first. So he defends them, he says, maybe there's an Evan Ozer that says that there's only a Drabanan, so they're not Gazer B'Shem Ben Hashmashos, right? Like the Rebbe Kiva Eger's Kasha. But then at the end, he says it's wrong. He says you can't give that teretz. He says it doesn't give Rebbe Kiva Eger's teretz, but he says you can't compare the cases. In a Nidon Domal Araya. Because what's the whole issue of an Erev Chatzeros? Again, a regular is a Drabanan, fine. But that you have by setting your Erev Tchumen and it's up in a tree. But what's the whole point of an Erev Chatzeros? We mentioned this from the Chazon Ish yesterday. To make you one big happy family, and it's as if you live in this house. But How can you say that? If you live, it's as if you live in this house, one big happy family, and your Erev is 5 miles away, and you can't get there. Says this is a totally different kind of Issa Drabanan. This is Rabbanan of not being able to get your Erev and have it in the house. That ruins the whole thing. You have to have your Erev in a place where you're unifying into one big happy family. So says Reb Kiva, says the Menor de Yehuda, Talmud, you're right. I'm sorry, you got to tell them to listen to you because this is wrong, and this is something that, you know, he's not being malshin on any previous Rabbanan, but he's saying that this is lanias daito. This is the appropriate behavior. So that's a problem. So that is why he says, but either shalafaneinu, it is a problem. So there's a two answers really to the same question of isn't this just an issa drabanan? So why do we make it such a big deal about the answer? Number one, either it's an issa drabanan of otsah, so that's why it's more of a problem. Or this is an issa drabanan, but the whole point of Erev Chatzeros is to make you one big happy family in one house, as if you all live there, and you can't do that if your bread, if your matzah is not there. Fine. Back to the Gemara. So what did we just say in the Gemara? We just said that in this case we have two houses in between two chatzeros. You can't consider the house as a bias and as a beishar. So ask the Gemara, why are we so machmir in this case by Erev Chatzeros? Maishna, what's the difference between this case and Rava? And we're about to bring a case that really is not totally connected, but it's also about Erev, and with Savi Rabban Al-Kula. So the Gemara is really saying, why don't you just say Savi Rabban Al-Kula here? Why can't you consider it this and this? After all, Rava says to Amar Rava, Amru lo l'shnayim. Somebody says to two, Amru lo, the two people say to him, Say va'arev aleinu, go and make an Erev for us. What kind of Erev are we talking about? Nachlokas Rashi Tosos. Rashi seems to say we're talking about an Erev Tzchumen here. How do we, Rashi doesn't say the word Erev Tzchumen. So how do you get that? So it seems like from the last line of Rashi. Rashi says in the second to last Rashi, Adayin ha'ilo shos likno shvisa. Kenyan Shvisa, that's an Erev Tzchumen Lashon. That's not an Erev Chatzeres Lashon. Right? Erev Chatzeres is to Makom Dira, not Kone Shvisa. That's why some say that the, so Rashi's talking about Erev Tzchumen. Tosfos quotes Rashi and he says no, because it sounds like from other Gemaras it was Erev Chatzeres. That's why different, he says he's only talking about Erev Chatzeres, not Erev Tzchumen, which we had earlier. If you remember Rashi back on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, said that Erev Chatzeres is much more Mako than Erev Tzchumen. Erev Chatzeres is Iruvei Rishusa Ba'alma. While Erev Tchumen is Mikna Shvisa, it's much stronger. So that is why Tosfos says we're really asking about Erev Chatzeres, but for Erev Tchumen this will not be allowed. Anyway, what's the case? So you tell two people, go make me an Erev. Two people tell one person, go make me an Erev. La'echad Erev elav mibod yom. So what he goes, so the Shliach goes for Reuven and sets up his Erev perfectly fine, wonderful, before Shabbos. But ula'echad Erev elav ben Hashmashas. But the other one, he set up a little after Shkia. Right? It was during Ben Hashmashas. It was a little too late. But, quote unquote, too late. But Zeshi Yira Lavi Bo Yom Nechal Yeruv Ben Hashmashas. But the problem was, the one that he set up before Shabbos, it got eaten up during Ben Hashmashas. But Zeshi Yira Lavi Ben Hashmashas Nechal Yeruv Misha Techshach. But the one that was there during Ben Hashmashas, that stayed a little later. So, one of them was Vadai there when the day started, before Shabbos, and one of them was Vadai there when Shabbos started. But the question is, one of them might have been eaten up too early, one of them might have been put there too late. So what's the halacha? You know what the Rava says? Shneim got away with. They're both good. Because Safek Drabana Lakula. We're talking about Safek Drabana, so therefore it's okay. You can assume it was late enough. You can assume it was put there early enough. So it's okay. Says, so therefore we ask on the previous case, why can't? And again, it's even a more, I'm thinking about it now, it's a more pointed question. Because Achronim learned from this halacha that you're allowed to say Safek Drabana Lakula even when it's a Tarti Desastri. Even when it's two things that go exactly against each other. Because here, at the moment that it was put, it's either day or it's Ben Hashmashas, it's a suffix. So we're considering it day for this guy and night for this guy. But still, that's something Rabbanan Lakula. You're allowed to say it even in a place where they contradict each other. So said, that's the question on the previous case. So why can't you consider it a house and a walkway? A bais and a beishar. Right? Something Rabbanan Lakula goes that far. So the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, no. You can't compare the cases. Why? Hasam, by the case of Bein Hashmashas, Rava's case, that's Suffolk Yamama Suffolk Lelya Lominkara Milsa. That's a doubt if it's day or night, Lominkara Milsa. Rashi says that people aren't going to look at this case and think that the Rabbanans are making halachas that don't make sense. Kechucha v'tzlula. They're not going to laugh by this case. Bein Hashmashas, it's not going to... They're not going to laugh at this. They're not going to know. They're going to think it might have been put there at night, by day. It's not so minkar that it's going to be a laughing stock. Aval hacha. But in this case, e de lagabe dahai bias. But people are going to look at this case and say it's either a house or a walkway. You can't say it's both. You can't say, you can't use one for the other. It's either a house or a walkway. You can't say both. And Rashi, in the last six words of the parak, V'lo nitan pelet stukim lerados. Question is, does it really mean stukim, or just people who are looking to make fun of the Rabbanan? Either way, you're giving people an opening to look at the halacha and say, what's going on here? Similar to a case that we had last week of mevatlin v'chosrin u'mevatlin. You're going to be mevatl to me, I'm mevatl to you. So again, the Gemara says it's kachuch v'tzlula. It's going to look like a joke. You know, halacha is not allowed to look like a joke. Again, some people are going to say halachas that don't look like a joke, they're still considered a joke, Rachman al-Islam. But at least we're not supposed to go out of our way, we're supposed to try to prevent halachas from looking like they don't make sense, and therefore, that is why this halacha would not be allowed. Oh, so why does the case of Banish Bashas not look like a joke? So Rashi here just says, V'lo havi mili, he says, Mila drabanan kichucha betzlula. He just says it's not going to be a joke. Why isn't it going to be a joke? Maybe because it's not nikar. It's not like all day they're going to see, people are going to see you walking in and out of this house and you didn't put an Erev in. I'm using that, oh, this is just a walkway for me. And the other guy's going to say, this is just a walkway for me. And they're going to, you know, they're just going to, but here, it's the first second, they made it, okay, you have an Erev. So nobody knows when, how, it's much more private. You can add another point that the Ritva here says. I don't know why the Ritva is usually quoted from Yuma Mem Zayin. But here, the Ritva says the same thing here in Erev in Daf Ayin Vav. What's the Ritva? The Ritva here alludes to an idea that maybe Ben Ashmashas is a different kind of suffik than other sfakas. It's not a real suffik of you're not sure. It's what they say, it's called a din suffik. It's inherently, this is a time of doubt. It's not like really it's a suffik yom suffik laila, but it's really a time of that pirish. The efshar litlos b'shneim gamkein ki miksaso min hayom and miksaso min halaila. Aval hachi efshar ladun b'stir b'shnei dinim. By ben hashmashes, you really could say it's both. Why is it both? Because that's the new bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. It's a din suffik, and there are nafkaminas to this, but not our issue now. But that's what the Ritva said. So according to that answer, Menachem, according to that Ritva, that would be a difference between the cases. It's not a suffik like other sfeikas. It's a din suffik, and if it's a din suffik, there's something inherently doubtful about this time period. So that's why it's not going to be a chuch of its flula. Mashenkin, in another case, was a real suffik, and you're going to give it both labels. That's going to be a problem. Correct. So that's why, according to that Ritva, this would not be a proof that you can say tied to the Sasri by Sabbath Darwin al-Kula. Also, other Echonim say maybe this is specifically by Erev. The Erev Ikilu, like we've heard. It's not all by Dindra Abanams, but by Erev Ikilu. But in the Chinami, this Gemara might be Shaykh to the issue of whether you can say Sabbath Darwin al-Kula, even by a case where they contradict each other. Again, it relates to the issue of is Sabbath Darwin al-Kula what we called generally how it's assumed to be, is what we call the Nihug. You don't really know that that's the MS, but, you know, this is what the Nihug is. As we ask by every type of example where you have a suffix and you have a certain rule, chazaka, rov, karov, muchzak, all those cases, you have to ask, is it what we call a hachra'a, or machria, the MS, this is the MS, or it's just a nihug? This is what the minug is, and this is what the halacha tells you to do. So it's the latter, by Sabbath Rabban al-Kula, and that's how it could be even contradictory cases. In the same case, you're allowed to do it. Okay. Next parak. Parak Chalon. Chalon shebench bechaseros dalal al dalal betoch hasara ma'arvin shnayim. Let's say you have 2 yards next to each other, and you have a wall in between the 2 yards. But in that wall is a window that's 4 by 4 tefachim, within 10 tefachim from the ground. In other words, the Mishnah is trying to create a case which is 2 chaseros, but they're they can be unified. Meaning it's not just a total wall between them. They can be unified. So says the Mishnah here, they have an option. Ma'arvin Shnayim, they can either make their own Erev Chatzeros and carry within their own yards. But if they want, because they have this nice window in between, they could also unite and make one big Erev for the 2 Chatzeros. Pachos b'dalal al-dalal. But if the window is less than 4 by 4 tefachim, olamala miyud, or it's above 10 tefachim, above about 35, 36 inches, ma'arvin shnayim ve'marvin echad. So then the window is too small or too high in order to unite them, and therefore these chaseros have to make 2 erev. And again, it's not so high, 35 inches. That's the height of 10 tefachim. But that's what the Mishnah seems to say, that even if you have a window that's 4 by 4 tefachim, which is considered a sizable window, but if it's above 10 tefachim, it does not allow you to unify the chaseros. Why not? So Rashi here says, Rashi in Pachos Me'arba, Rashi says, take away the window. Forget the window. You have a real bona fide mechitza under the window. So once you have a halachically bona fide mechitza, so that's it. It's considered two chatzeros. So that is why what Rashi says. The Meiri here has a little different. The Meiri says, it's not as easy to use when it's higher up. If it's a lower window, it's easier. But if you have a higher up, which again, like it's a little hard to imagine, because a window right in front of you is going to be higher than 10 tefachim. But at least regarding the small type, regarding the small one, it's a little lo nicha tashmishte, and that's why it wouldn't be able to be to unify. The Mishnah does not mention the case where you have a door in between. What about that case? The more pasha case, you have a door in between, so would that unify them? So obviously that would. The question is, what if you have a door that's not legally a door? Let's say you have a door that's, we mentioned before in Hilchas Mezuzah, you have to have a doorway that's 10 tefachim high. So what if you have a doorway that's 6 tefachim high? So it's big, smaller than a regular doorway, but it's bigger than your window that you would want. So why should it be worse than a window? Why should it be worse than a window? So according to the second view of the Meiri of Nicha Tashmishte, if you have a 6 tefachim from the ground, so maybe that's worse because it's not Nicha. If you have a window that's above the ground, so that's Nicha Tashmishte. But if it's on the bottom, you know, it might not be good. So the Bir Halacha here discusses different shitas about this in Shin Ayin Beis Dalad. Whether if you're going the door way, if you're going the usage of the door, so then does it have to be a regular door like 10 tefachim high, or even less, call that logara, as was just said, logara may a window. Okay, so lay matzan stomach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let's say the Mishnah is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. To Amar Kol Pachas Vidalik Lavadami. Remember at the beginning of the Masechta, we had a machlokis. What's lavud? 3 or 4 tefachim. Rav Shimon Gamliel had said 3. Had said 4. Remember lavud when if the wall ends within 3 or 4 tefachim of the roof or of the ground, you say it's as if that area is closed up. That's lavud. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So here it says your window has to be 4 by 4 tefachim. So is that saying like Rav Shimon Gamliel? It's a lavud issue, and that's why if it's less than 4, it'll be as if it's closed up, and that's why the rabban. That's why it would be. It would not be able to be unified. So the Gemara says, no, this isn't a lavud issue. I feel that the rabbanan, even the rabbanan who say lavud is 3 tefachim, could agree to this mishnah. What's the machlokas about regarding lavud connecting things that end in order to close it up till the next wall? Avalenya pischa. But here the issue is this called a pesach or not? See if the rabbanan would agree. I feel the rabbanan modo. The rabbanan would agree that you need this size. Even the Rabbanan would agree that you need a Pesach, the window of Dalad al-Dalad, or else it's not called a significant Pesach. Nothing to do with Lavud. Lavud is specifically connecting walls. But this is an issue of Pesach. According to the Sfas Emes says, very good, the Sfas Emes says in this Gemara, that exactly what Yisrael just suggested, and that the Havamini here is that you would say Lavud Lahachmir. Again, Lavud Lahachmir, that we had a discussion, again, a couple of times, whether the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Lavud is just Lakula or even Lachumra, Tosfos in Sukkah, which says maybe only Lakula and not Lachumra, but this Havamina would be saying Lavud Lahachmir as well, in a Chinami. But the Gemara, but the Sfas Emes says, maybe the Gemara knew that it was going to be rejected. So therefore, it didn't really mean it seriously. Okay, Pachas Midalad, says the Gemara, according to the second half of the Mishnah, if it's less than 4 by 4, then it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Isn't that an obvious implication from the Resha? Kivan to Amar Dal Dal Besoch Asara. Once you say in the Resha that you need 4 by 4 within 10, so Mamela no Yadana to Pachas Midalad Malam Yir Lo. So if you say you need 4 by 4, so I know less than 4 by 4 is no good. If you say you need less than 10, so I know above 10 is no good. So what do you have to explicate that for? So Hakamash will know there's a chiddush. Taima to kuli l'malam b'yud. The only reason why it's problematic is if the whole window is above 10 tefachim. Avol miksasu betoch yud ma'arvin shnayim v'imratzu ma'arvin echad. But the chiddush of the seifa is that even if only part of your 4x4 window is within 10 tefachim, that is also okay and allows you to be ma'ariv echad if you would want. Tanina lo hadatana rabbanan. And this fits into what we learned at a brisa. Kulo lamata miyudu miksasu betoch asara. If the whole thing is above 10 tefachim and part of it is below, it's obviously kulo here can't mean kulo. If we're talking about kulo and miksasu, so there can't be a mixas if there's a kul. So kulo here has to mean rubo. As we had a couple days ago, if you remember, the Taz's explanation of the Rambam, where the Rambam says you have to be mevatel to each and every person. You can't just say kulchem. You have to say, I'm mevatel to you, to you, to you, to you. Because the Taz says sometimes when you say kol, you mean rov. Like here. So that's why there you have to say for each person. And that's why the Taz said, that's what we say in Rosh Hashanah davening, Moloch al kol ha'olam kulo. kol olam kulo, because you have to emphasize that it's really kol. So here's another example for that tas. Kulo lamala miyud, if most of the window is above yud. Umiksasu batoch asara, and some of it is under 10 tfachim, kubo batoch yud, umiksasu lamala miyud, or most of it is under 10, and a little bit is above 10, ma'arvin shayim, imrasum arvin echad. In all those cases, it works, because part of it is under 10 tfachim. But asks the Gemara, Hashakul Lamala Miyud, Bixasa Batokyud, Amatma Arvin, Shnaiv, Yimasa Ma'arvin Echad. If a little bit of the window is within 10 Tvachim, so you're allowed to be Ma'ariv Echad. Kulo Batokyud, Bixasa Lamala Miyud, Mibai. So is there any Chiddush to tell me if most of it is under 10 Tvachim? Of course, once a little bit is under 10 Tvachim, it works. So for sure, if most of it. So the Gemara says, Zubain Sarchlam Razuktani. You're right. It's saying the lesser Chiddush, the bigger Chiddush, and then saying the lesser Chiddush. Okay, but you're right, there is no more of a Chiddush from the safe. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So, a little math. Next 7 lines. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, remember the circles and squares that we spoke about a couple months ago. Right? So, the question is, the Mishnah said that if you have a square window, 4x4, that's good. That's a good Pesach. What if you have a circular window? Right? So, how much circumference or diameter does your circular window have to be in order to be considered a Pesach? So, says Rabbi Yochanan, Chalon Agul, Tzarech Sheyeh Be'akefo Esrim Va'arba Tzvachim. It has to be a circumference of 24 Tzvachim. V'shnayim U'mashehu Mehen B'toch Yud. And two of the bottom must be within 10 Tzvachim from the ground. Sheim Yerab Enu, because if you would square it, Nimsa Mashu B'toch Yud. So then you'd have a little bit under 10. What is two U'mashehu? What is two tzvachim of a circle mean? That has to be under 10. So it's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is how most of the Mefarshim go. And that means if you go from this bottom center, the south point of the circle, and you go up directly, vertically, so you count two tzvachim, and then that area, and then draw a line horizontally across, that area, according to Tosfos, against Rashi, Tosfos says Rashi is a little different, that area has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground, because if you would make that circle into a square, the same area, so that would translate into a mashahu under 10 tefachim. So now the Gemara says, how do you get this circle, how do you get 24? How do you get the dimension of 24 circumference? So michti, kol sheyesh be'akeva shlosha tefachim yesh b'barach b'tefa, we've said before that circumference is always 1 to 3, right? It's really 3.14, but 1 to 3, diameter 1 to circumference 3. That's what the Gemara assumes. So here, let's say you take a circle which is parallel to the square, a circle with a diameter of 4, because we were talking about a square of 4x4. So if you have a diameter of 4, then the circumference should be 12. So ask the Gemara, betracer sagya. So 12 should be enough of a circumference. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you need one with 24? So the Gemara says, Hani mili bi igula. No, that whole dimensions of 1 to 3 only works if you're talking stam about a circle. Aval buribua bina tvei. But here we're talking about making a square into a circle. So that's why you can't just use the dimensions of 1 to 3. So the Gemara says, again, problem. Michdi kama ruba yesra li igul revia. So fine, you can't use, 12 is not good enough. But we say, okay, but what about, so you say we're talking about making the circle into a square. So put the square around the circle. We just said the circle is 12, right? If you have a diameter of 4 and you add on, right, to the circumference is 12. So, but we have another principle, that a square outside of a circle is always a quarter more area. That's also what the Gemara has been assuming before. So if you have a circumference of 12, so make a circumference of 16. So the Gemara says, b'shitzer sagi, 16 should be enough. Okay, not 24 like Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Gemara said again, Hani mili igulu danafik migoribua. That would be good if the square's outside the circle. But the case that we need is the square inside, inscribed in the circle. Alvo ribua danafik migoi golabin itzpe. So that's why you need a bigger circle. So that's why, again, 16 is not going to be enough. My time maybe should mursha the karnasa, because you want to get the corners. You want the square inside the circle, because you want to get the corners of the square inside the circle. So again, the Gemara says, one more try. Michdi, kol amsa bribua amsa utre chumshi balachsona. Every side of a square, says the Gemara, is dimension one compared to 1 2/5 of the hypotenuse of the diagonal that goes across it. So 1 to 1.4. So that's the general dimension. So says the Gemara, b'tshivsa nechi chumsha sagya. What's going on here? So let's say you put your square in your circle. So each side of the square, the diameter of the circle and the square, is 4. So if you want to now get the diagonal of the square, is going to be 5.6. Because if one side of the square is 4, so the diagonal is going to be 5.6. And according to our rules, you triple that to get the circumference. If the diameter is going to be 5.6, you triple that to get the circumference. difference. 5.6 times 3 is 16.8. That's what the Gemara says. B'shifs are nachi chum shesagya. 17 minus a fifth. 16.8 should be enough. And again, against Rabbi Yochanan, who said earlier 24. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ki amar ki daini de Kesari. You know, Rabbi Yochanan heard it from the judges in Kesar, Bamile Karabana de Kesari, because they said the following principle. Da'amri igulam igo ribu a riva. When you have a circle and a square, you add on a quarter in order to get a right area of the square outside, which that we've said before. But the issue now is the last line. Rivu amigo igula palga. These judges in Kesari said, whenever you have a square in a circle, you know how you figure out the circumference of the circle? You take the perimeter of the area inside the square, which is 4 by 4, which is 16. You add on half of that, which is half of 16, which is 8, which equals 24. That's what the Dayan of Kesari said. Tosis points out here that's wrong. That does not work mathematically. So just because you have a square and a circle, so you do the area of the square, which is 16, you take half of that, and you add it to 24. So Tosis says it must be that Rabbi Yochanan misunderstood these Dayan of Kesari. They meant it regarding some other case, which Tosis talks about, and therefore it was a mistake. But that's what he did. The Ritva says, why are you blaming this on Rabbi Yochanan? Why don't you blame it on the judges of Kesari? What is better if you say Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake than saying the judges of Kesari made a mistake? So that's that, A. And the Gra here, and I'll go to the Gra here, says nobody made a mistake. Let me explain what it means. And you can do this Gra at your homework. Please feel free to figure out exactly how the Gra worked out the math that nobody made a mistake. Yeah. In Achinami, the Pashas is if we would just sit down with a pen and paper. Right, so it's a question. The Ritva ends up saying that it's just a melitza. It doesn't really mean that this is what really, you know, what really he thought the measurements were. But again, either way, it's a little tzarachian what exactly, how to read the Gemara. Okay, continues the Gemara. Pachas ve'al adal. The Gemara said, the Mishnah had said if you have a window that's less than 4 by 4, then it's no good. Then you have to be ma'arev 2, because it's considered a real wall. Amr of Nachman Loshon Ela Chalon Shebim Bechatzeros. This is only if you have this kind of window between 2 yards. Ela Chalon Shebim Beis Batim. But if you have a window between 2 houses, Afilo Lamalo Me'asaranami. Even if it's above 10, and Ratzul Arev Ma'arev Echad, then it's okay. Even if you have a window above 10 between 2 houses, it's okay to be ma'arev 1. My time, why? Beis Akamad Amali Dami. The house is as if it's filled up from the bottom. So there's nothing called above 10 tefachim. Because if you could standing on everything in the house, the Rabbeinu Yonasan here says why? Because there's furniture in a house. You can stand on a chair. You can stand on something. And therefore, in a chatzar, what are you going to stand on? Right? But I guess they're not assuming you have deck furniture. But in a house, there's always furniture around. So therefore, it's even if it's above 10, it's okay. There's a brayso that says the following. Whether it's a chalon between 2 yards or 2 houses, or a window between 2 aliyos. Which you have a picture of this. It's a beautiful picture which has all of these in one picture. You look at picture number 246. 246, a picture between two aliyos. That means on the second floor, you have a window between each 2 rooms. The echad li chalon shmei beis gagin, or a window between 2 roofs. That means you have 2 roofs which you use. You have a little wall with a window in between on top of the roof. The echad li chalon shmei beis chatarim, or a window between 2 rooms. In all these cases, kulan dal al dal betoch asara. You need a window of 4x4 within 10 tvachim. So it's against what we just said. We just said that you don't need within 10 tvachim when it comes to between 2 houses. And this brisa says you do always need. So Gemara says, tirgama achatzeros. No. The last line is only referring to the chatzeros that are mentioned in the brisa. The Gemara says v'ha echad liktani, but it says whether in this case, in this case, in this case, in this case. So it's referring to everything. So the Gemara says tirgama adal al dal. You're right; it's going on all the cases, but it's referring to the dalad al dalid halacha. That yet the window has to be 4x4 in all cases, but it doesn't have to be within 10 in all cases. Within 10, it's only by the chatzeros and not by the batim. Let's say you have a skylight. They say you have a skylight. Sarach tsulam kavu alahatiro, ain't sarach tsulam kavu alahatiro. Do you need a ladder there in order to make it considered one rishus? And therefore you'll be able to make an eruv. Let's say different people live upstairs. That's the case here. So you want to make an eruv between the two places. Do you need a ladder, a kavu ladder there to be matarit? Why? Ki amrina basic command mali dami. When we say that a house is as if it's filled up, hanimilim in atzad over ebem salo, do we say that's only referring from the, do we say that's only if you have a window on the side, a normal window between 2 houses? But on top, not. Why? Rabbeinu Yonasan adds, because you don't keep furniture in the middle of your room. You want to walk in the middle of your room. Your furniture is on the side of your room. Oh, do you say that? No. Once we say it's like a low plug, once we say it in a house, the halakha doesn't apply. then it could even be in the middle. So Amalei Notzarech, you don't need to have a sulam there always. It's still considered one case. Okay, you don't need a real ladder. Okay, a little step ladder that you can move around. Maybe you need that too. You need that though. You don't need any kind of ladder there. Even a skylight would be okay to unite the batim, and you'd be able to make one eriv in those two batim. Okay, we'll stop here. And today's shir was Alana Aliza Basvi. Okay, hang on a couple more weeks, and again, you gotta work. We gotta work. No, you gotta earn psachim. You gotta earn Erevin also. You gotta earn to make it the psachim. Okay.